breaking news on WTOP.
And it's a major development in a case of a local woman who has been missing since late last month. Her husband has been arrested and charged. WTOP's Nick Iannelli has details and joins us live from Manassas Park. Nick.
Yeah, Ann, I'm outside the Manassas Park Police Station where community members are gathered hearing this news that Mamta Kafle Botts, the mother in Manassas Park who's been missing since July 31st, police now have a charge in this case. It is a massive development. Police confirmed that her husband, Narish Botts, was arrested and charged with a felony count of concealing a dead body. The community has been searching for the missing woman tirelessly, anxiously waiting for new information. Today, they received this news, and it is a shock. Holly Worth has been working to help the family.
You know, I would anticipate that we would see more charges in the future, but the good news is he's in custody for now. And even under that single charge, he should be held in custody until the investigation progresses.
And obviously, the last few weeks has probably been getting more grim. The feeling, at least, has been getting more grim as time has passed. But even with that, hearing that he's concealing the body or charged with that, how does that feel? That's got to be a shock.
It is a shock. I think, you know, today, even before the charges came out, was a day of reckoning for me and our supporters to realize that we have to pivot away from necessarily bringing her home safe to just bringing her home and shifting our efforts to supporting her daughter. And I anticipate that's where the bulk of the work is going to go, is to fighting for justice for Mamta instead of finding to rescue her.
Yeah, this case is not over. Manassas Park Police made a point to say they are continuing to investigate the disappearance of Mamta Kafle Botts. They say their investigation could lead to additional charges. For now, her husband, Narish Botts, is being held without bond, charged with a felony count of concealing a dead body. Live in Manassas Park, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.